Nick, you had a successful acting career. What led to your interest in dog training?
I started a dog walking business in order to make money to pay my way through drama school. I also wanted to learn another skill so that I would have a survival job if acting jobs were hard to come by. After a few years doing both jobs simultaneously, I became a full-time trainer, which is the best decision I have ever made. I feel, because of my background in theatre, I am more sensitive to a dog's emotional and physical experience, and I am a good observer of body language. I am more skilled than the other trainers as a communicator because of the acting training I received. For example, I understand more clearly how my movement and the pitch of my voice might affect a dog's behaviour or the outcome of a situation. Working as an actor also made it relatively easy to train dogs in front of the camera.
What made you decide to use positive reinforcement methods?
My training skills developed over time, and I learned by self-study, working with mentors, attending seminars, and reading everything I could get my hands on. I worked in many different rescue shelters too, which really taught me to deal with difficult cases. When I first began training, I believed much more in pack theory and a fixed hierarchy, but over the years those beliefs have transferred into a much more realistic understanding of why dogs do what they do.
What led to your advocacy for force-free training?
I was more forceful with my training when I first began, but still never believed in physical punishment methods to suppress behaviour, such as shock collars. I have always been horrified to see people using damaging methods, such as pushing the dog to the ground, to curb negative behaviour. I have trained dogs long enough to know that using positive reinforcement training methods is the most humane and successful way to teach a dog how to live a happy life in a human world. I think that society needs to change the way it views dogs and adopt a much kinder way of teaching. We know so much more about why dogs do what they do and what their experience of the world is like. There is no reason to teach a dog through fear, and I truly believe that those who still do are missing out on the point. There is no power in dominating a dog. In fact, forceful domination is a manifestation of human insecurity and weakness. It is so much smarter to affect behavior without the use of force. So my mantra is, don't be weak, be smart.